75 rushing yards for Knicks tonight. Gives it to Williams, and he burrows his way in for the touchdown.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get into the best and worst of Week 7 in the NFL. You have a lot of time to watch football on Sunday with the Patriots wrapping up, I don't know, noon, 12:30. Maybe they put the finishing touches on Jacksonville earlier than that, Keith.
Unlikely, but...
Maybe.
Yeah, no, maybe. Yeah, I'd leave the door open for that.
Maybe they... Maybe even earlier than that. So what are you going to settle in and watch on the rest of Sunday? Mm-hmm. We'll give you some recommendations here. We will get to our Friday 4-pack coming up about 20 minutes from now. We have the Week in Review at 12:45. And, of course, Keith's Keys at 1 o'clock sharp.
Oh, yeah.
So mark that all down here on a Patriots Friday. I'll also get into your phone calls, all your thoughts on Patriots-Jaguars, your expectations for the game. Would you pick the Patriots to win? Do they need to win? Will Mayo pass the test? And also, what are your expectations for Drake May, who, by the way, not 100%. I don't know if he's 99%. I don't know if he's 75%. I don't know what he is,
right,
but he's not 100%. So what are your expectations in start number two? You can still jump in there. And we will, by the way, tweet out the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Oh, yeah.
At Jones and Keefe. At Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. Sounds like a juicy one.
I think so.
That you can follow along with, including a Drake May anytime touchdown. So, Keefe, there's a lot of good games on Sunday.
Really is. And yeah, a nice little slate.
I don't know, you know, how intentional that is. I don't know how much we lucked into that this week, but it's timed out pretty well. Where do you start for the game you're going to hone in on beyond Patriots and Jaguars once they're all wrapped up? Where do you start? What's the best game of the week?
So the game I love is in the two teams that were in our top tier, which was Matt's 12-leg parlay. That's what we call the top tier this week.
This
after
week.
He crushed a 12-legger for over $4,000.
Yeah, more on that, by the way, in the Week in Review.
Yeah, a lot more on that. The guy won 8 PS5s. But Lions-Vikings, 1 o'clock game on Fox, 4-1 Lions, 5-0 Vikings. People are wondering, like, are the Vikings for real? Are they not? Have Sam Darnold doing this? Kevin O'Connell, probably your favorite for coach of the year right now. And then the Lions didn't lose a lot of games, but they had a slowish start, right? Jared Goff didn't look great early. They've kind of rounded. They're just fresh off a beatdown of the Cowboys. The NFC North right now is the best division in football. These two teams are at the top of said division. I'm excited for this game. I think this one's going to be really good.
Who do you like in that game? Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite. If you want Detroit on the money line, they're plus 105.
Minnesota. I kind of like
really?
Minnesota. Yeah, I kind of like Minnesota to keep it going a little bit. I wonder if there's a little bit of a letdown after the Lions' crazy game against the Cowboys and, like, blowing out the Cowboys. They seem to they really, really wanted that game. I know this is a division game, but I could see them coming down a little bit to earth after such a big blowout win.
Minnesota also coming off the bye.
Yeah.
That's helpful. I think they're going to have Aaron Jones.
Yep.
He did not practice Wednesday, did practice yesterday, so I think they'll get him back.
Mm-hmm.
He got dinged up in the game in London against the Jets. So that should be a full
That's a good one.
Roster for them.
Who do you like?
So look, I think I would take Detroit on the money line just because there's some juice there, but I get it. With Minnesota coming off the bye
uh-huh.
week, I think people are just... They're still not fully believing.
And no, definitely
for
not.
A team that's at home, I think Goff has, like, really struggled in his career.
I'm kind of surprised they're favored just because of that. Like, they had that thing, was it a couple years, last year or the year before, where they won a ton of regular season games and they were still, like, underdogs in so many of them. And then even in the playoffs, they had a home playoff game against the Giants, wasn't it? And they were still an underdog.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Yeah.
Like, they eventually Vegas was right on them. Like, eventually they were like, we still don't believe them. We still don't believe them. And then they proved why.
So I do like that game a lot. I think the game of the weekend is still Chiefs and 49ers. And
these teams have faced each other before, it feels like.
I still think it's the game of the weekend, and maybe I'm living in the past. Like, the Niners haven't been great. The Chiefs are 5-0, but they also haven't looked great. They're now just they're losing guys left and right. Like, even Juju, who finally had a good game last week and, you know, is filling in for Rashi Rice, who got hurt. They've lost Pacheco. Even Juju now, I don't know that he's going to play in that game. So you wonder how many guys the Chiefs have at the end of the day. They feel like a fluky 5-0, but at the same time, this is what the Patriots used to do. Super Bowl rematch, 49ers in the Bay Area.
You think they ran on Amari Cooper, the Chiefs? I feel like they should have been.
Yeah, I bet they were.
Yeah.
I bet they were. I don't know how in they were on Devontae because I bet the Raiders were stupid about it.
Probably just said no. Yeah.
But they should be in on all those guys. You're playing Juju Smith-Schuster, for God's sakes. You should be in on all those guys.
Yeah.
And so I still think that's the game of the weekend.
And if the Chiefs win, and they're actually dogs in this one because the Niners are at home, but if the Niners lose, they'd be under 500 7 weeks into the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they've had a million injuries, but all right, so what? A lot of teams have injuries.
What do you like in that game?
I like the Chiefs.
Okay. Their money line, this is one where I feel like it might mean more to San Fran than it means to KC.
Yeah, it might.
Now, Reed is awesome coming off a bye week, similar to what Minnesota is doing. At least Minnesota's at home in that game. I feel like the Niners are going to take this game a little more seriously, or again, just what I said earlier, it means more to them because they're the team that lost the Super Bowl. Kansas City's like, we beat
rolling
in the Super Bowl. We don't care. A loss doesn't cost us. The Niners would drop to under 500 if they lose. Again, they dropped the Super Bowl, so there's a revenge factor there. I just think the game's more important to them, and they probably win.
When do you start talking undefeated season? How many wins do you need? 6-0? Will we talk about it next week, or do you need to be like 8-0?
Well, let's see what's left on their schedule. That's what I'm pulling up here.
Okay, but I think a win at San Francisco, I feel like, would be one of the hurdles. Then they go Raiders, Bucks, Broncos.
How about that Buffalo game? That's week 11, so they would be 6-0, 7-0, 8-0. They'd be 9-0, going to maybe 10-0.
All right, so they beat the Bills and go to 10-0, then we're talking about it.
I think we're probably talking about it even going into that week. Like, right. If they beat Buffalo, can they go undefeated?
I feel like we're talking about it right now. I think a little bit.
Can they go undefeated?
Yeah, can they? I mean, they don't feel like they would.
They can't.
They really don't, but I'm surprised they're 5-0, to be honest. The other game I love is another 1 o'clock game, Texans at Packers. That should be pretty sweet. The Packers have, they had to play a couple games without Jordan Love. There's something kind of off about it. They're still scoring points. He's throwing a bunch of touchdowns. And going against C.J. Stroud, and we just saw him firsthand last week. But that's 5-1 Houston, 4-2 Green Bay. That's another one. That'll be flipping back and forth between that and Lions-Vikings at 1 o'clock.
The 1 o'clock games are good. You just said it's Detroit, it's Minnesota, it's Houston, it's Green Bay. I think Seattle and Atlanta has shootout potential.
Yeah, could be some points
so
there.
I think that could be an entertaining game.
Two AFC East teams play at 1 as well. The Bills are home against the Titans, which should be a blowout. They're 9-point favorites.
I'm not as interested in that.
And then Dolphins at Colts, which could be a real dumpy game.
No, that Texans game is interesting, too.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because you go, all right, well, we just saw Houston come in and beat the crap out of the Patriots, right? And they've lost Nico Collins. It didn't matter last week against New England, but against a team like Green Bay, in Green Bay, like, that will be a good test for Houston.
The frozen tundra.
And just, I'm interested in Houston.
56 degrees.
I mean, it's not going to be frozen.
No.
I am interested in Houston because I think they're a good model for the Patriots. I said this all last year. We said it going into the game last week. I think the Patriots, if you want to see how quickly it can turn around with a franchise quarterback, Houston's the team.
Oh, yeah.
And so keep an eye on them against Green Bay this weekend. That's another high total, almost 48 points in that game, 47.5. So if you want... if you want shootout potential, if you care about your fantasy matchup, which I'm sure you do.
I do.
Or your bets or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Those are games that should be pretty entertaining. And it's going to be a good weekend, Keith, to take a step back, look at the rest of the league and go, oh, yeah, right. That's how far the Patriots have to go.
Yep.
Like, this is a good weekend.
Well, the 1 o'clock window for Red Zone will be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All those good offenses are playing at that same time. So there might be a lot of bouncing around. I also really am intrigued. I think this could be an ugly game, but I think the result is important. Sunday night is Jets-Steelers. So the Steelers are somehow 4-2, and it looks like they're switching to Russell Wilson. The Jets are 2-4. They've looked horrible outside of the Patriots game, but they get Devontae Adams. So this is a big swing game, especially if the Jets are trying to chase down a team like the Steelers for one of those wild card spots. They kind of have to win this game.
It's all about... what does Rodgers look like with Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
How much does Devontae Adams play? That's a legit defense on the other
Wilson's
side of Pittsburgh.
Too. Like, you're benching a quarterback who was 4-2,
that's
and
true.
I know he wasn't lighting the world on fire, but it's a good sample in your winning games. And, like, at this stage of his career, is Russell Wilson a lot better than Justin Fields? I can't imagine. Although Wilson was good last year.
I don't even think he is better.
No, he might not be. But no, last year he had a bounce back.
He was fine.
I think he was good, and then it was like the contract dispute, then the next thing you know, he was benched and
he
was
out. But there's entertainment value on Sunday Night Football. I don't disagree. What's the worst of the weekend? And by the way, did we already see it last night, or are we going to see it early with the Pats and Jaguars?
No, I got one that's going to be worse than that one.
Okay, it
is the Raiders-Rams. Raiders-Rams at 4:05, 2-4 Raiders with Aiden O'Connell, the 1-4 Rams. I mean, Cooper Kupp plays, though, in this game. That helps it.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Like, it helps it. But They've been so bad. They've been a hard watch this year.
Colts Dolphins is going to stink too.
Yeah, Colts Dolphins is going to be bad. A bad game.
Patriots Jaguars obviously is bad, but we're all watching
but
that
they
one.
They have the showcase. They have everybody's been watching that one.
Let me give you a sneaky terrible one.
All right.
Bengals and Browns. I don't believe Joe Burrow's won in his career in Cleveland.
Is that right?
I will
can't beat the
that
Browns?
Is true.
In the dog pound?
He has not won in the dog pound. Wow. Where they might throw a dome over their new stadium there.
Yeah.
Has not won there. That's going to be an ugly game.
But this is the example of one team is losing but kind of fun to watch, and one team is losing and not at all fun to watch.
Yeah,
and
right.
So, like, what's going to win out here?
Yeah, probably the Bengals.
Probably the – no, but I mean, like, will it be a fun game to watch?
Oh,
or will it
no.
be like, will the Browns
no, no,
suck
no.
them down
no,
into
the
this
Browns,
vortex?
No, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, the Browns, yeah. the Browns yeah. are going to suck them down yeah. into the vortex of
Unless
unwatchability.
Unless they bench Watson for Jameis in the middle of the game.
Hell yeah. Then –
I don't think they're going to do that.
I'm intrigued. No, they've been telling you how they're going to stick with Watson all over the place, which is just – that can't be a Stefanski decision. Do you think the owner's like,
no,
listen,
it's probably that's probably above Stefanski. Yeah.
That's,
yeah. that's Jimmy Haslam saying, we're paying him all this money. And it's guaranteed? Yeah. Yeah, no, he's playing. I'm not paying that guy to sit. I'm not doing that.
How happy is Alex Van Pelt? I know he's not in the greatest situation right now, and I know he's getting blamed for a lot of things. But if the alternative was staying in Cleveland and working with Deshaun Watson every day and trying to fix that, this is better than that. Don't you think? At least there's something with Drake May. I think just working with Deshaun Watson anyway probably be awful.
Drake May gives you a chance to...
Yeah.
Keep your job here, thrive for a year or two, potentially if May's really good, and then launch that into something else. Deshaun Watson's going to kill your career.
Because he got more out of Joe Flacco and who are the other guys that started before they landed on Flacco?
Oh, Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
UCLA, nice.
Yep.
They had a bunch of guys there, and it was...
There was one guy who got a start late in the year I didn't even know about. It wasn't Tim Boyle, but it was like somebody like that.
Spurgeon Wynn. That was the guy from like the years and years ago that started those games.
Yeah.
Flacco, Deshaun Watson, P.J. Walker, DTR, Jeff Driscoll.
Jeff Driscoll is who I was thinking of. Yeah, sorry, I forgot about P.J. Walker. Yes.
Did he replace Tebow?
That sounds right.
I believe he did. And then
they got rid of Cam Newton.
Denver.
We need Jeff Driscoll.
No, Jeff Driscoll's the guy.
Actually, did he replace Tebow twice? Because didn't Driscoll end up in Denver?
Yes. I believe that's correct.
Maybe.
I believe that's correct.
By the way, not that it's Sunday and your football watching slate once the Patriots are done, but you also got two Monday nights this week. It's another one of those.
Double Monday night is
Baltimore,
stupid.
Baltimore-Tampa's a good game.
No, that's
at
a good game.
That one's on TV. The other one isn't.
Wait, what?
It's an ESPN Plus exclusive at 9 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't even realize
take
that.
A hike.
Chargers-Cardinals is ESPN Plus exclusive.
I don't even have
exclusive.
That. I don't even, that
Chargers,
doesn't even
Cardinals, I got to watch on ESPN Plus. I do have
at
it.
At 9 o'clock.
But I won't go to it.
That's
I won't go
awful.
To it. Like last night, it's annoying to go from Amazon back to cable. We're a cable household.
It is
back to the BC game. Like that was annoying to me, or back to baseball, or
no,
whatever.
No,
like that's annoying.
Pain. It's a pain.
But yeah, I'm not gonna
ESPN
I didn't,
Plus.
I didn't realize that was an ESPN
Chargers?
Plus only. Now, if it was Baltimore and Tampa on ESPN Plus, that I'm watching.
You'd have to go there, but then you just leave it on there, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't flip back to the other.
No,
trash
Ravens
game.
Bucks Monday night is a good one. The Ravens are flying high, as they say.
As they say. So what are you watching this weekend? We gave you the best and the worst. Patriots are going to be done early. You have a few pints.
Yeah.
You smoke a pack of Parliaments.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're just so drunk you just sleep all night.
Well, yeah, and then wake up for the 4 o'clocks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you do
that's
it.
That's the play.
And then you say, honey, I'm out of here. I'm going back and getting, I'm going to the corner store and getting more Parliament lights.
That's right.
Then maybe you come back, maybe you don't.
Meet
who
up
knows?
With the fellas.
Yeah, I'm going to go have some fish and chips with the boys.
Like, no, you're not.
Second round. You have
things to do in the house.
Second round of fish and chips.
You're actually going to mow the lawn is what you're going to do. Like, touche.